First of all, tell me, how long have you been with Bayer, and I would guess some of the legacy companies ahead of that?
Yeah, so I've been with Bayer over 30 years. It's been a great run. Started out with a company called Noram Chemical over 30 years ago, and I went through five different mergers, integrations, buyouts, that type of thing. So the company changed name quite a few times. Since Bayer, with Bayer since 2002.
How else has this business changed over that time?
Oh, my goodness. You talk about an industry that has changed. If I think about 42 years ago, I graduated from college and jumped into this. And you think about the last 40 years, how much this industry has changed and what's happened. You think about, you know, back in the 80s, you know, there was no biotech, there was no digital ag, there was none of that stuff. So all those developments, technology, innovation, all those things have come on the scene, and I've just been so fortunate. I had a front row seat to not only see it, but be a part of a lot of it. And it's just been outstanding.
Well, it's fun in this area. At least I've always said some of the most progressive farmers you're ever going to find worldwide are right here in our backyard. It's got to be fun working with this group that you have in this region.
Well, I'll attest to that, or I'll vouch for that. I've been lucky enough in my job or series of jobs to travel to many different areas in this country and even outside of this country a little bit. And in this part of the world, if these aren't, well, I'll go on record, they are the best farmers anywhere in the world, or they'll certainly compete with the best farmers anywhere in the world. They embrace technology. They embrace innovation. They're so willing to advance themselves and advance what they're doing and move forward, move their farms forward. It's just unbelievable. It's just outstanding. Yeah, the best farmers in the world to work with, in my mind.
We're certainly in a complex environment today, so for that farmer and even the agribusiness world, what do we need to do to stay on top of our game?
Well, and you hear a lot of people talk about it, but there needs to continue to be an investment in research and development to drive new innovation, new technologies. We have to do that. We have to keep moving that forward, and I believe we will. You know, we've been lucky enough over the years, or I have been, to work with a lot of the university people that get involved in research and work with companies. And, you know, I've had some insight into that. And I think there will be more of that coming. There will continue to be investment, continue to move forward. That's what has to happen. We have to continue to live on the cutting edge of technology and innovation.
We kind of touched on the consolidation earlier. Farms are getting larger as well. We're moving into this whole autonomous world. Do we see where these farms can get larger? Or what's your crystal ball?
Yeah, that trend in my mind will continue. And there's a lot of things that are going to enable it. Certainly technology will enable it. But just think about the whole digital platform that's out there. And you know, I see what they're doing with the farm south of Fargo. I believe that in the next 10 years, we'll see more technology changes than we saw in the last 30. And it'll be a lot of things around autonomous and stuff like that. And what that'll allow people to do is far more if they choose to do that.
We talked back over your time in this role with Bayer and the companies ahead of that. It seems to me that I've been here 19 years. You've always had a very impressive team around you here as well in this footprint.
Well, that's, you know, I've been blessed because the people that I get to work with are outstanding, both internally and externally. We not only have, you know, we've been lucky. We've been able to come with good products and good technologies and all that. But we also have great channel partners that help deliver that to the farmer, because we certainly can't do it on our own. We have to have an incredible, strong retail network to do that. And in this part of the world, that channel, that that distribution retail network, the consultants that work here, independent consultants, centers of influence, they're just outstanding. They in many ways have made my work life kind of like a dream. It's just been so enjoyable and not all that difficult to accomplish because of the quality of the people that we've been able to work with.
From a personal standpoint, you've meant so much to our company, just the feedback you've been able to provide and insight, counsel when we've needed it. You've really attributed to, I think, to a lot of the success we've had with the Red River Farm Network, so we really appreciate that.
Well, that's very kind, but I don't know that I had much to do with it because you guys get it, and you report on agriculture better than anybody I've ever been associated with, and that's why you're in the situation that you're in. You understand how to bring value to agriculture, whether it's the farmer or us or whomever it is, and you just do an outstanding job, and it's been my pleasure to be associated with you and work with you.
I appreciate that. Any final thoughts here, Mark?
Just looking forward to what the future brings. I just turned into a consumer now, and I'm going to continue to need agriculture moving forward and progressing, and I'm just going to be excited to follow what happens to agriculture. I got to admit, I'm going to spend way more time on the golf course and try to lower my handicap, and in the winters, my wife and I are going to spend time in the desert southwest, and yeah, just looking forward to it, looking forward to, the next phase of my life.
Good for you. Well, thanks so much, Mark. I appreciate the chance to visit.
You bet. Thank you, Don. Thank you for everything you've done for us.